教会邀请我今天有这样的福分在正道。
Well, thanks the Lord that I have the opportunity to give a sermon today.
更感谢主，看到今天有13位弟兄姊妹们要接受洗礼。
And I'm so happy that there are 13 brothers and sisters going to get baptized today.
更感谢主，有好的翻译在我旁边。
We're happy to have Pastor Ricky with us.
所以现在我可以讲英语，没有问题。
No problem, right?
Okay. Let's see if I could work this. Okay. Keep going here. Oops. Go back. All right. Ah, okay. That's it, Joe.今天我的 I'm sorry, the topic of my sermon this morning is the resurrection faith.
我今天的信息的这个主题是复活的信心。
And we'll be reading the word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们会阅读神的话语，就是在哥林多前书第十五章。
And we'll be reading verses 1-8. If we all can stand, and we could read it in Chinese or English.
我们会阅读哥林多前书的十五章一到八节，请大家起立，我们一起再读。
我们在这里会用国语 ，OK？ 好，我们一起来，弟兄们。不要把你我从前传给你们的福音向你讲明，这福音你们已经领受了，并且靠着他站立的魂，你们若持守我所传给你们的道，就必靠这福音得救，不然就是徒然相信了。我从前领受了又传教你们那最要紧的，就是耶稣照着所记的为我们的罪死了又埋葬了，又照着圣经所记的第三天复活，并且曾经向西发显现，然后向12使徒显现，以后又有一次与百多弟兄显现，他们中间大多数到现在还在，也有一些已经睡了，以后也向雅各显现，最后又向众使徒显现，最后也向我显现，我好像一个未到堂子的人。Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this very wonderful day of Easter made possible by the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we come here today seeking your presence. May your word encourage us, may your word comfort us, and may your word indeed give us even more joy.We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
There's an old saying in church that there are no perfect churches.
这个老的教会的这个言语就是说没有一个完美的教会。
And if there were a perfect church once Pastor Ricky stepped in, then it's no longer perfect.
假如有一个完美的教会，只要我们有人进去的话，就变成不完美。
The church in Corinth is far from being a perfect church.
这个哥林多教会是距离一个完美的教会是很远。
It was a church full of divisions.
这个教会是里面有很多的分裂。
It was a church that was personality driven.
这个教会是被人所推动的。
I belong to Cephas, or Peter.
我是属于基法的。
I belong to Paul.
我是属于保罗的。
I belong to Apollos.
我是属于亚波罗的。
And some even say I belong to Jesus.
有人说我是属于耶稣的。
Which means I don't need to listen or obey anyone.
意思就是说我不需要听其他人的任何的命令。
But Paul.Knew the one thing that can bring unity to the church was the simple message of the gospel.
但保罗知道有唯一件可以把教会带在一起的，就是一个简单的福音信息。
When he wrote, "By this gospel, you are actually being saved," in the present tense, you are being saved.
当保罗写的就必靠着教会，这必靠着这福音得救的时候，他是指的是一个现在式的一个字。
He was talking about the sanctification, believers living out a holy existence.
他是说这个，信徒之间必须要
成圣，过一个圣洁的生活，
过圣洁的生活。
And he was addressing the entire congregation.
他当时是指着全教会的会众所讲的。
And what was the problem in the church at Corinth?
那当时哥林多教会遇到的问题是什么？
It could simply be summarized as being they did not hold firmly to the word that Paul had preached to them.
总结一句，就是他们没有持守保罗所传给他们的。
They did not grab a hold of the word of God and obey the word of God.
他并没有把握住神的话，没有顺从他们神的话。
And as a result,They believed in vain.
结果他们这相信都是徒然的。
So what is the gospel?
所以福音是什么？
Paul mentioned two things.
保罗提到两方面的事情。
Christ died for our sins, your sins and mine, according to scriptures.
根据圣经所说，基督为我们的罪死了。
Secondly, Christ rose.On the third day, also according to the scriptures.
同样根据圣经所说的，基督在第三天复活。
These two simple facts indeed were, as Paul said, 最要紧的 first importance. Go, I'm sorry.
这两方面都是保罗所说的最要紧的两件事情。
You know, when Paul set the scriptures, of course, at that time, he meant the Old Testament.
保罗所指的圣经就是旧约的圣经。
What Paul was saying that was that the death and resurrection of Christ were both foretold, prophesied, and also foreshadowed in the Old Testament.
保罗说基督的死和跟复活在旧约里面已经有预言跟预示了。
The foretelling of the crucifixion.
这预示了这个钉十字架的这件事情。
The crucifixion was powerfully and graphically described in, for example, Psalm 22.
在诗篇二十二章的时候，这个钉十字架的是有很生动的描写。
Hundreds of years before,It became used as a form of Roman punishment.
这是在那个十字架用来作为一种刑罚的几百年以前。
And if you were here on Good Friday night, you would have also seen it in Isaiah chapter 53.
假如你星期五晚上有在这里的话，也可以透过以赛亚书五十三章看到。
And what about the foreshadowing of the death of Christ, the sacrifice of Christ?
然后这预对基督要献作羔要牺牲的这件事情，这个预示在哪里呢？
When Abraham obeyed God and took his son Isaac up to Mount Moriah to offer him up as a sacrifice,
当亚伯拉罕顺从神，把他唯一的独生儿子以撒带到摩利亚山上要献作燔祭的时候，
At the last possible moment, God stopped him, and in place he provided a ram.For the sacrifice.
最后一颗神把它停止了，他另外有预备一个羔羊作为燔祭的材料。
So Mount Moriah in the Old Testament foreshadowed Mount Calvary, Golgotha in the New Testament.
旧约里面的摩利亚山就是预表了新约的哥哥他。
And in this morning's message, a passage Paul mentioned five of the ten times of the appearing of Jesus.To his disciples after his resurrection.
在今天早上的那个经文里面，保罗提到新约里面，有关耶稣向人显现的十次里面的五次。
Some 20 years ago, in 1985, two very educated theologians and scholars debated about the truth of the resurrection.
在1985年的时候，有两位非常有名的一个护教学家跟一个哲学家，他们就是辩论了有关这个复活的事情。
And they debated in front of an audience of 3,000 people.
他们在3000人的听众面前辩论。
And Dr. Gary Habermas was a distinguished professor of apologetics at Liberty University.
其中一位是哈伯马斯教授，他是一个非常有名的这个哲学跟神学家。
And Dr. Anthony Flew was an Oxford, England trained philosopher who was a world famous atheist.
另外一位弗鲁博士，他是牛津大学训练有素的哲学家，是很有声望的一个无神论者。
And at the end of the debate, both in terms of the content of the debate and the technique used, Haberman, the Christian, the one who believed in a God, was declared the winner.
最后这个辩论的结果，就是从他们的那个辩论的内容跟那个辩论技巧，最后是这个那个哈伯马斯教授得到胜出。
And the book actually was published, you know, on the debate called "Did Jesus Rise from the Dead?"
这本书后来是出版成为一本这个辩论的内容后来出版成为一本书，名为这个耶稣从死里复活了吗？
You know, you can buy the book even today.
你今天也可以买到这本书。
But I think the important thing is after the debate, these two gentlemen kept corresponding, dialoguing with one another for over 25 years.
更重要的是在这个辩论以后，这两位教授之间还有常常的一个联络。
And I even venture to guess that Dr. Habermas had prayed for Dr. Anthony Flew over those 25 years.
我可以猜想这个哈伯马斯教授在这25年以来一直会在另外那一位弗鲁博士在祷告。
And so in 2004, many years after the debate,Habermas interviewed his friend Anthony Flew.
所以在2004年的时候，这个沙伯马斯就是去访问了这个他的朋友弗鲁博士。
And this atheist said to him,
这个无神论者跟他说，
I changed my mind. I'm convinced now that there is a God.
我改变了主意，我的想法了，我相信这是有一个神。
What happened beyond that, I don't know.
那之后发生什么事情，我并不清楚。
All I know is the atheist turned theist died in the year 2010.
我只知道这位本来无神论的这个弗鲁博士在2010年的时候死去了。
You see, brothers and sisters, the power of God for salvation.
弟兄姐妹们，你可以看到神的救恩的那个大能。
As Paul would say, our salvation passed justification.
保罗说我们的
过去
得救，
称义。And our present salvation of being sanctified into the image of Christ.
我们现在的得救就是有透过基督的这个形象。
And our ultimate salvation of receiving a glorified body. 最后的怎么说拯救，当我们得到一个
重新的身体，
永远不朽坏的身体。 All of that, the total picture of salvation rests right on the resurrectionOf Jesus Christ.
这一切都是建立在一个耶稣基督复活的这个事情上面。
But for Paul, the power of God for salvation in his life was also the grace of God.
对保罗来说，他的恩典就是神，他的救恩就是神的恩典。
So he could say that, but by the grace of God, I am what I am.And his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I. but the grace of God that is with me. Sorry, you want to read that? Last week, my son-in-law Doug was out of town, so Grandpa had the privilege of helping my daughter to be a babysitter.
上个星期我的女婿因为不在城里, 所以我作为一个
The last night I was there was Wednesday night, and the older granddaughter, who is now 4 years old.
这个孙女儿是现在已经四岁了。
So what happened was she threw up after dinner.
她在晚餐过后就有点呕吐。
Twice.
两次。
Once on the wood floor, which was easy for grandpa to clean up.
因为是在一个木板地上，所以比较容易清洁。
The second time was before he went, you know, she went to bed, but it was on the carpet floor in her bedroom.
第二次是当他去, 晚上睡觉以前, 可是是在一个地毯上。
So you ask me, what does that have to do with grace?
所以你可能会问我这跟那个恩典有什么关系?
That's our granddaughter's first name.
这个就是我这个孙女儿的名字。
And so I thought of this verse of Paul's.
所以我就想到这保罗的这句话,
By grace of God, I'm who I am, even if I have to wipe out my granddaughter's vomit.
靠着神的恩典,我得到今天,就算要去为我的孙女儿清洗她的呕吐物。
I was singing the grace of God.
我也是在那个唱颂那个神的恩典。
In a book by Nick Ripken called The Insanity of Obedience, he interviewed hundreds of persecuted Christians.
在一本叫《顺服的疯狂》的这个书的里面，这个作者那个 Nick Ripken 他访问了过百以上的迫害的基督徒。
And in the prologue, in the introduction of the book, he told a story of leading a training meeting with hundreds of leaders. Christian leaders in China, house church leaders.
在他的序言当中, 他提到有关一个他在中国一些其他的信徒带领一个培训会的时候。
And he commented on the significance, you know, harvest, spiritual harvest, many, many people coming to Christ in mainland China.
他提到在中国大陆里面有很信仰上有很巨大的这个丰收。
But after the training session, a Chinese house church leader came to him and said, of those large number of believers that you described in your talk, two-thirds of those are what we would call members.
那个在这个培训会后，有一位家庭教会的领袖跟他讲说，在你所提到的这众多的人当中，有三分之二的人只能称为成员。
Only one-third would we call them true followers.
只有三分之一的人我们可以称为真正的基督的跟随者。
When Nick asked him what differences are, he explained.
当尼克问他那个当中的不同的时候，他就解释。
And the church leader said, probably two-thirds of the people you described or you mentioned regularly attended a house church.
那个教会的领袖就跟他解释说，你所提到的三分之二的人当中，可能就定期参加教会。
And most of those people, you know, have been baptized.
他们当中可能很多人已经受洗了。And
most of those people contribute financially to the work of a house church.
大部分也会为教会的服事奉献。But
he paused before he said this.
但是他在稍微停顿一下以后再说。We
do not consider such church members to be true followers of Christ until they have helped plant more churches or until they have led others to Christ.
我不认为这些教会的成员是真正的耶稣基督的跟随者，可能直到他们要真的带领人接近基督或建立其他的教会的时候。
Now, how can we become a true follower of the Lord Jesus?
我们怎么样可以变成一个真正的跟随耶稣的人?
Nick Ripken said, if the resurrection is true, that changes everything.
那个 作者说，如果你的救复活是，就是说复活是真的，这个就改变了一切。
And there is no resurrection without first crucifixion.
没有钉十字架就没有复活。
You know, Romans chapter 6 is often quoted at baptisms like we have today.
在罗马书第六章里面有记载的这个复活的这件事情。
Where Paul presents an image of we being crucified and buried and raised up with Christ.
保罗记述了我们这是被钉十字架，也就在复活，在跟基督一同的复活。
But we have to go beyond that picture, that mental picture, that imagery.
我们必须要超越这个思想的
这个
图画。
Paul didn't stop there.
保罗并没有只停在那里。
If you continue reading Romans 6, you will come up to this part.
如果你继续的读罗马书第六章的时候，会看到这个部分。
Do you not know that if you present yourself to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness?
难道你们不知道你们自愿做奴仆去顺从人，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆，或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺从的奴仆以至于义吗？
But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves to sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed.
感谢神，你们虽然做过罪的奴仆，现在却从心里顺从了传授给你们的教义的规范。
So now we are to be slaves to obedience.
所以现在我们就是作为顺服的奴仆。
How can obedience be a person?
怎么样作为顺服的奴仆？顺服怎么是好像是一个人的形象
？To understand that, we look to Jesus.
我要清楚这一点，我们要看看耶稣。
Who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped.
他本来要神的形象，却不坚持自己与神平等的地位。
But emptied himself by taking the form of a servant.Being born into the likeness of men,
反而倒空自己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming what? Becoming obedient.
他谦卑他自己
to the point of death, even death on a cross.
顺服至死，而且死在十字架上。
In an earlier book, the same Nick Ripken wrote in the Insanity of God.
这个 Nick Ripken 在更早期的一本书写的这个上帝的疯狂。
And he described how he and his wife Ruth suffered the loss of their son while serving as missionaries in Somalia.
他记述了他和他的妻子路德在索马利亚服侍时失去他们儿子的经历。
And this is his.Reflection on that tragic chapter of his life.
这就是他对这场悲剧的一个反思。
He said, "During our time of grieving, we learn an important spiritual lesson."
在那段悲伤的日子里，我们在灵命上学了非常重要的一课。
Before we can grasp the full meaning of the resurrection, we first have to witness or experience crucifixion.
在我们能够彻底理解复活的意义之前，我们首先要见证和经验的钉十字架。
He said, "We spend our lives so afraid of suffering, so adverse to sacrifice, that we avoid even the risk of persecution or crucifixion."
他说，我们一生的很多的时间都是在害怕受苦，不愿意牺牲，为了避免受害。为避免受到迫害，我被钉十字架的危险。
He said, "Then, because of that, we might never discover the true wonder, joy, and power of a resurrected faith."
他说或许这样，我们就是没有办法能够真正的体验到这个复活的信心的真正意义。
And he said, ironically, avoiding suffering could be the very same thing that prevents us from partnering deeply with the risen Jesus.
很讽刺的是，为了避免痛苦这件事情，可能阻止了我们真正的体验到复活耶稣的那个信心里面的能力。
A black man, and he's in his 90s now, a very fine Christian brother, civil rights leader named John Perkins wrote.
有一位非裔美国人，他曾那个叫这个约翰伯金斯，他写了这一段话。
He said, in a sense, obedience opens the door to grace.
他说在某个意义上面，顺服开启了恩典的门。
Obedience opens the grace.
顺服开启了恩典的门。
And when we have the will to obey God, he affirms that and opens his grace even more to us.
当我们愿意顺服神的时候，神就会认同，也把他的恩典更多的赐给我们。
The song Amazing Grace, there's one line that I remember, maybe you do too.
其恩典里面有一句我是很记得很清楚，或许你也记得。
I don't remember which stanza or which verse, but it says, it's grace that has brought me here.
里面的时候是说恩典把我带到这里。
It's grace that has brought you here.
恩典把你也带到这里。
And thanks to be to God, it will be grace that will lead you home.
感谢上帝，也是因为这个恩典会把你带回家。
We are witnessing baptisms today in a safe and comfortable, lukewarm environment.
我们今天是在一个安逸舒适的环境里面见证这个洗礼。
You know, there are places in the world where you may be killed.
在这世界上有一些地方
if you are baptized like this publicly.
如果你像这样公开洗礼的话，可能会被杀。
Are we being baptized simply to become a member of the church?
我们受洗只是为了仅仅成为教会的一员吗？
Or are we being baptized for wanting truly to be a follower of Christ, even if it means there's a high price to be paid?
还是我们要真正作为基督的跟随者，这个的代表可能有一个付上很大的代价。
How far would you go to discover the insanity of God?
你愿意走多远的路去发现神的疯狂？
Ask yourself，
你问你自己，
Is there anything in our lives that we are holding outside of God's authority and control？
在你的生活上面有没有一些事情是放在神的权柄和控制之外的呢？
I'm going to pause for a few seconds。
我给一些时间你们想一想。
Anything.
有没有什么呢？
I have some.
我有一些。
Secondly,
第二,
is there any place in the world where we are unwilling to go for Christ, for Him?
在这个世界上有没有些地方我们不愿为耶稣基督而去的呢？
Apparently, Eugene is not one of them.
很明显，尤金不是其中一个。
Because you're here.
因为你在这里。
Lastly,
最后
I think this cuts to the core.
觉得这个是最重要的。
Is there any person we are unwilling to love or to forgive?
有没有一些人我们还是不愿意去爱，或者是不愿意去饶恕呢？
You know, about five years passed between Paul writing 1 Corinthians and him writing the letter to the Philippians.
保罗在写哥林多前书跟腓立比书这两卷书的中间大概相隔有五年。
Paul wrote the letter to the Philippians while it's called the letter of joy.
保罗写给腓立比教会的这个书信也是一份喜乐的书信。
He was chained and locked up in a Roman prison.
他当时被关押在这个罗马的监狱里面。
But he could say this.
但他可以这样子说。
I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is.
弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是有福音，更是叫福音兴旺，以致我受的困锁在御营军中和其余的人中已经显明是为基督的缘故。
Resurrection faith has everything to do with our relationship to Lord Jesus and true joy.
复活的信心是完全关系到我们与耶稣基督的关系和真正的喜乐。
In those 5 years, Paul suffered much.
在那五年，保罗受到很多的痛困苦。
But yet in that Roman prison, he wanted more of that joy that comes from a deeper relationship with his Lord Jesus Christ.
但同时当他在这个罗马监狱的时候，他想要得到更多源自耶稣基督之间的
真正的喜乐。 That I may know him and the power of his what? Resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead.
从他的复活里面，我想要更深的体会。然后这是，lost it.
Okay. So he wants to know more of Christ.
他想要更认识耶稣基督。
In his salvation present.
透过他的救恩。
So that he can see Christ in salvation future.
所以他在将来的那个救恩里面，
看
到耶稣基督。
Incorruptible body.
一个没有破损的身体。
If you remember the passage we read at the beginning,
如果你记得我们一开始读的那个经文的时候，
the word appeared 4 times.
这个显现这个字发现出现的4次。
显现了 ，Yeah, okay. But it was the appearance of the resurrected Christ.
但是这个就是基督复活的时候的样子。
Water baptism.Marks the beginning of our faith journey.
水的洗礼，这是开始了我们那个属灵的开始。
It's not the end of the faith journey.
属灵旅程的开始。
It marks the beginning of our faith journey.
是我们那个信心的旅程的开始。
Where is your resurrection faith today?
你今天的复活信心到底到哪个地步？
You may have been baptized. 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago.
你可能是在十年、二十年、三四十年以前受洗。
But the important thing is, where is your resurrection faith today?
重要的是你今天的复活信心到底在哪里？
Would it be like Paul?
会像保罗吗？
5 years from now.
五年后。
Where will your resurrection be 5 years from now?
五年后你复活的信心又是在怎么样子的情况下呢？
And will you be ready?
你预备好
for the reappearing of the Lord Jesus.
耶稣再来的时候吗？
Will you be ready for the reappearing according to scriptures?
你预备好耶稣再来显现的时候吗？按照圣经的记载。
Praise God. I hope today we can all say,
感谢神
yes, Lord, by your grace.I'll be ready.
因为你的恩典，我已经预备好了。
By your grace alone, I'll be ready.
因为你恩典的缘故，我预备好了。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你，这是你的爱子耶稣基督赐给我们你无限的恩典。我们也感谢主，让我们今天在这里能够见证弟兄姐妹们，他们要接受主的洗礼，成为活的见证人。求你也帮助我们已经信主多年的，让我们真的 抓住圣经的真理，让我们爱慕神的话语，让我们不只是一个会友，乃是真正的耶稣基督的跟随者。感谢你，感谢你，我们将祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的名，阿们。在奥仪带领我们 ，Are we now changing? Okay. Yeah. 所以啊，受洗礼的弟兄姐妹们，我们换衣服，然后为众可以唱啊回应诗歌。